welcome into another episode of the Comics Experience Make Comics podcast, the show where we talk about the nuts, the bolts of making comics. She's Heather Antos. I'm Joey Groh, and today we're talking about being social on social media. And this topic is one that I know when you travel back in time 20 years and say, hey, it's going to be a thing about talking to people on the internet. And you go, what's the internet? And the next step is, what's social media? It feels like to me it's been around forever, but it's, you know, I guess it's still kind of not in its infancy, but it's still in its early days. And this came about, Heather, because you get this question at panels, or you see it, you know, online, or get it online, or get it at panels, and thought it would be a good one to talk about how you personally go through your thought process on not getting social media, letting social media get you down. And we've talked a little bit before recording, and you know, we've had some similar thoughts from what comes to push notifications on your phone and just the general way to think about social media in your life and what it's going to do. But you know, for you, you've laid out a number of great points, starting with why even bother with social media if it can be so negative. And I know one of the examples you used was people that don't post their art or post their work online because they're, you know, concerned about just, oh, I don't want to have to deal with, you know, negative comments about my work. Why bother with social media?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's always one of the most disheartening things I see is people deterred from, you know, putting themselves and putting their work out there because of all the negativity that they see online. Because, you know, not beating around the bush, there's a lot of it. Sure. You know, and it's so easy to get sucked into it and to become overwhelmed and see all of and see social media as solely just this negative energy, which is why I wanted to do this podcast, because I think there is, you know, so much positivity that social media can offer, especially in the comics industry and any creative industry. I know it's done wonders for me. I literally would have never gotten my job at Marvel if it wasn't for Twitter.
Sure.
So, like, you know, I definitely want people to feel empowered by using social media, because it's such a good way to get your work out there to eyes that wouldn't necessarily see, you know, if especially if you're like a self-publisher or do webcomics, it's the number one way to get new eyes on your work. So,
and like you said, you can lead to different positions or find collaborators. It's
exactly, you never know who's going to retweet your stuff. You never know who's going to like it. You never know what's out there. You know, it's like those random tweets or memes that just all of a sudden go viral, you know, like it was never intended, but like people saw it and liked it and latched onto that. And that can happen to literally anyone and anything. But of course there are consequences to that. And sometimes that includes negativity.
It's sometimes the fire hose effect, maybe, or maybe I'm misusing that here, where, you know, you turn on the spigot and all of a sudden it's just too much water. And it's that thing where so much of social media is also kind of that instant gratification brain hit of, oh, I want to look. Oh, I want to refresh. Oh, I want to refresh. Oh, I want to refresh for whatever reason. You know, why are you refreshing it? And you can get into, you know, for me personally, I don't have apps on my phone beyond Instagram because I would just in downtime look at it, and then downtime becomes, oh, maybe I should ignore work for a second and look back at my phone. And for what? Why am I mindlessly scrolling through Twitter to what end? And then add in, you know, negativity, and are you letting that affect your mood? Is that affecting your mood? Is that becoming part of, you know, what your diet of influx of stuff is? And it can, you know, very quickly become a habit that you don't want, but at the same time, maybe you're not fully like cognizant of, oh, I've got this bad habit of reading Twitter first thing in the morning when I get up, or yeah, I'm standing in the line at the DMV, much less here's my cool project that I'm trying to promote, or look at my art, or, you know, whatever. So for you, when do you read the comments? That's one of the great way you put it.
So I think the important thing for me is, and for my relationship with social media, is I view it solely as a tool. Like social media is a tool to promote myself and promote my work and get it out there. And, you know, there's a very popular saying when it comes to the internet that is, don't read the comments, right? Everyone says it. Of course, this is always easier said than done. I know I have spent way too many times reading the comments and getting sucked in by the negativity. And, you know, honestly, the answer to when do you read the comments is ultimately up to you. And it comes to being self-aware and acknowledging what you can handle and what you can't handle. You know, I would love to say that one day the internet, everyone in the world will get their shit together and the internet will be a positive place only and there will never be another negative comment ever again. Unfortunately, I don't think that'll ever happen. so it's,
just,
you know,
just give it time. It's certainly going to self-correct.
I guess. I don't know. But until that day, you know, the you truly hold so much more power into what you consume than I think we give ourselves credit for. You know, like if you put a comic out there and you know that reviews were done on it, you don't have to read that review. You don't have to read those comments. You don't, if you don't want to, if you think that there is any inkling that, some jerk who wants to feel better about himself and makes a terrible comment is going to like affect you in a really bad way and trigger some sort of anxiety, then just don't read it. Just don't read the review. Just don't read the comments. Don't, you know, don't open up Twitter that day. Just don't do it. One of the most beneficial things that I have done is I've gotten it, you know, with all of my social media apps, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, what have you, on my phone, is I don't get push notifications whatsoever. So that means, you know, say it's Wednesday and I have a new comic out and I send my initial post out saying like, hey, it's out there. Go buy this. It's awesome. Woo. If anyone wants to comment on that, good or negative, I won't see those notifications unless I choose to open up that app. And by me choosing to open up that app in that moment is me acknowledging, okay, there could possibly be some nasty things in here. I acknowledge that that's a possibility and I'm not going to let that bother me if I see that. And I think that's a very healthy plan of attack, is understanding that there are certain things that, you know, we as creators can control. And that is when we choose to read the comments, because we can't control what people say.
And I think that, you know, obviously the goal is to find readership in the big scheme of, if you're making a comic, you obviously want people to read your comic. And when you work with a publisher for your creator owned or for work for hire, the more visibility you have, likely the more that opens you up for folks that might not have, you know, any kind of constructive criticism and might just be coming at it at a meh kind of attitude or worse. And it's for people that are building an audience, you know, as somebody who didn't grow up with the internet, I remember the first time I was reading things that were negative that had nothing to do with what I was, you know, engaging in, and going, it's so cliche, but are you really going to say this to somebody in person? Is this how you'd talk to me if we met, you know, at a social thing or a networking event or in a business capacity? I can't imagine you would. And having just that kind of, you know, naivete to think like, well, surely people are going to conduct themselves in a no. It can be anonymous. It can be vitriolic.
Exactly.
And to you know, kind of get that, and maybe, you know, the generation behind me gets it in a completely different way. But I think what you're talking about is so, you know, necessary, about you controlling when you look, you controlling when you ingest it and take it in and go, you know what, this is, now I'm fine with it. I'm not distracted. It's whatever. I'm looking for X, Y, and Z, and that's what I want to get out of this exchange.
Exactly. And I think another thing that is important to remember is, you know, no one puts anything on the internet unless they want a reaction, right? So if you're putting, you know, Joey Groh's comic out on the internet, you're putting it out there because you want people to react to it. You want people to see it. You want people to be excited. And, you know, anyone who is going to post something negative, either about the comic or directly to you, they're doing that specifically because they want a reaction. You know, it might be a subconscious thing, right? Like I don't post anything specifically because I'm like, okay, I'm going to post this comment because I specifically want the reaction of A, B, and C. No, that's not why we do it. You know, we don't meticulate everything that specifically, but no one does anything without the intent of getting some sort of reaction to it. And so especially with these, you know, some of the nasty negative stuff that people put out there, they're doing it because they want you to see it. They want to know that their voice was heard. They want to know that they got some sort of visceral reaction out of you. And so that's why too, you know, double down, don't respond, don't engage, right? Don't feed the trolls. And then on top of that, I think something that is so, so important to remember and is such an easy thing to lose sight of is in order for anyone's word to hold any weight, to me as a person individually, I first have to respect that person. And so if Joe Schmo with 2 followers who's had an account since last week on Twitter wants to say something terribly negative about me or my work or whatever, that means literally nothing to me. I don't know who he is. He's just an anonymous person on the internet. You know, like his words hold no weight. And that goes for every single person who has something negative to say to another human being on the internet is, you know, their words shouldn't hold any weight to you unless you, for some reason, have a feel to, you know, have a need to respect what they're saying.
Right.
And that's such an, you know, again, easier said than done, right? You see these words and they're personal and it hurts. It always hurts. But you have to remember who they're coming from. Because obviously, you know, Joey, if you were to say nasty things to me, I'm going to take it a little more personally because I like to think of you as a friend. You're a very nice person. We have these lovely conversations with each other a couple times a month. And it's gonna mean more because I respect you. But
sure.
But again, if, you know, Twitter user 456 underscore hashtag, I don't care. You say whatever you want. I hope you're having a good day.
Right. And that's the best way to leave it. Good luck to you. Hope things are going all right. Have a good day. It's such a getting the experience of it sometimes might be the best way to inform it, which is not, I don't mean to say like get the experience of it. When you actively do a thing, you start to learn how a thing works. Mm-hmm. And I don't think until it was articulated, there's a guy that has done a lot about living your best creative life, Merlin Mann, that used to do a site called 43 Folders that was always about productivity and not like a life hacky way, but how to be your best productive self. And so much of what he talked about, he kind of would boil down to things like, do you go to the mailbox more than once a day to check for your mail? Mm-hmm. Okay, why are you doing that with your email? Why are you doing that with your social media? And that was such a good kind of watershed learning moment for me to go, oh yeah, I'm looking at this completely the wrong way. And what you summed up as, why are you going out and looking for potential negative comments, not constructive criticism or something that is a friend, colleague, peer, reader saying something that's constructive, but something that is just not.
Yeah.
the purpose isn't to engage in a meaningful way, but the purpose is to, yeah, for lack of a better word, be a troll and get a reaction. And I think social media, like you said, has done so much good, but at the same time, well, what else is a way that you have found to not let it get you down? Are there any other notes that you had as far as ways to think about or ways to plan how you're going to do it?
Yeah, I mean, I am a huge supporter of doing a healthy social media blackout from time to time, you know, and this to some people, this means shutting down your accounts and just completely going off the grid. For me, it just means I delete the app from my phone and these 3 weeks, I'm just not going to be on Twitter at all. I'm just not going to go on the site. I'm not going to go on the app. And I'm going to breathe and get a little headspace because Twitter will still be there when I go back to it. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with doing that whatsoever. Another thing that I've done, and I like to encourage all my friends and fellow creators to do this, is to, you know, always, you know, remember why you're creating in the first place. You know, I got into comics and creating and storytelling because there is something just so magical about connecting with people all over the world through different fandoms and your stories. And I think that's a really powerful thing. And that's what social media is all about, right? It is about connecting people. And so I have gotten into the habit of, I have a little folder on my desktop that I like to call nice things. And in it, I put screen caps of, you know, like really nice tweets fans will send to me, or if I get like a fan mail or fan art or specific cosplay or whatever, like I have a nice little folder full of these nice things that are reactions that I've gotten to my work that I put out there, so that if I am having a particularly bad day where social media is getting me down or life is getting me down, work is hard, and I'm really struggling to, you know, like, oh, why am I even doing this in the first place? Why do I even bother with comics? It's so hard. It's so negative. Why do I do this? I have this nice little folder that's all set up and all prepared that reminds me specifically why I'm doing it. You know, it's something that I wish I had started earlier in my career when I was getting started, because it would be nice to have, you know, some of those first early reminders.
Right.
But it's, you know, seeing, having that folder is like the best tool to have, because that's something that no one can take away from me.
Right.
Is all of these reactions and this little like collage of memories. And it's something I encourage everyone to do, just because it's nice. It's nice to have that reminder of, you know, you're doing good in the world.
It is. And I think that, you know, I don't know if it's the modern equivalent of putting photos around your desk or, you know, the significant things in your office, but the visibility, I mean, really is there, because you do find yourself in that moment where your mind wanders to look around and go, oh yeah, that's why I do this, because my kid, or because I was inspired by this thing, or look at what we did and this thing we built. What a great time and a great effort to get there. And it's such a, you know, at times literal marathon to make anything. And you and I have talked, I think, offline about this. I don't know if we talked about it when we were recording, but I know that, you know, you do some amount of regular exercise, and that's not something we had talked about as a, you know, aspect of this, but I think in general, at least I've found in my experience, exercise is a huge part, or not even necessarily exercise, but getting up and moving and leaving the desk and, you know, leaving the phone and having some amount of physical away time where my brain is engaged differently is huge. And when I don't do that, I know it. When I don't, you know, move and exercise, I feel it in such a different way that just in general, my attitude can be impacted, and how, obviously how I feel and how I sleep. And it's just that domino effect. I think, you know, that's one thing that I would mention, at least for me, has been a huge part of any kind of social media diet, is making sure, like you said, plan for those blackouts or that time where it's away from you. It's all about achieving the amount of success that you can never look at your phone, because you're always busy. I think that's
Yeah, I think ultimately it comes down to like just being self-aware and acknowledging what you can handle and understanding that you have so much more power in what you consume than I think we give ourselves credit for. And you have so much more power in how you choose to react to that too. Just because someone says something mean or nasty doesn't mean that you have to be hurt by it. So yeah.
It's what you let into your brain, when and how. Well, anything else you wanted to touch on? Do we cover it pretty well from kind of the perspective you were thinking?
Yeah, I think so. I think it ultimately, yeah, it just comes down to just being self-aware and acknowledging that social media is a tool. It is not your life. So it's you know, like your computer, you can turn it off. Like your phone, you can turn it off. Like your light switch, your TV, you can turn it off.
Excellent. Well, if you have a question, you can actually use social media to ask @comics at Comic Experience on Twitter, or you can even Facebook message Comics Experience on Facebook, and you can also email info@comicsexperience.com, and that is a way to get a topic to the show. And we will chat about it here. And sometimes the more granular, the better. So if you have a really, you know, nerdy, in-depth, detail question, hit us up. And the best place to find you is still heatherantos.com and on Twitter @heatherantos.
Yep, still. It hasn't changed. I don't know. My name is just, it's sticking.
Okay, I'm going to go look for your Mastodon account later. We got to find you where you are. All right, well, until next time. Don't check your phone too much. Keep making comics.